Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Big Tech's shaky entry into early earthquake detection. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Early earthquake detection technology is still in its early days. Here on the West Coast, those of us who lived through LA's deadly Northridge quake in 1994, or further north, Loma Prieta in 1989, had no warning. But three decades later, smartphone apps can notify us seconds or even minutes beforehand. In California, Oregon, and Washington, MyShake is among the best known. It was developed at UC Berkeley and sends an automatic warning to mobile phones based on data from ground motion sensors. And until recently, most investment in earthquake warning and detection came from governments. But as the BBC's Will Bain reports, now private companies want in.
Big tech firms like Google have been leading the way in the last few years in earthquake detection and alerts. The company has developed an Android earthquake alert system, which is now available in more than 20 countries. Here's Google's explainer on how it works.
Android phones have these tiny accelerometers built into them, which can sense earthquakes. People will now be able to have their phones become part of this network of mini seismometers looking for earthquakes around the world.
Micah Berman is the product manager for the system at Google.
You'll hear it go. It looks like this, and it says drop, cover, and hold.
But there are questions over how effective it was in the earthquake in Turkey in February this year. 50,000 people lost their lives. Google claims millions of people did get an alert.
So our system did activate for both of the major events in Turkey, as well as for a number of aftershocks.
But the BBC has found no evidence this warning was widely received. We spoke to hundreds of people in three Turkish cities and got the same answer.
No.
Harold Tobin is a professor of earth sciences and director of the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network. He says the technology is still very new.
They're at the cutting edge of what's possible. I feel that if you are delivering an essential sort of life safety, public safety piece of information, then you have a responsibility to be transparent about how it works and how well it works.
But Google hasn't released that information. In New Zealand, researchers are taking a different approach. They're experimenting with adapting existing infrastructure, underground fiber optic broadband cables, into seismic sensors. John Townend, professor of geophysics at Victoria University of Wellington, says the cables mostly follow the major state highway.
Those cables are subjected to the vibrations that are traveling through the ground. And by shaking the cable and straining it, sort of extension and compression, it produces a pulse that we can measure using a laser.
He says that way they can
very quickly distinguish something slow moving like a car from something of seismological interest like a seismic wave.
The newest arrival to the earthquake tech race is AI. Benny Sasson is the CEO of the Israeli-based firm Seismic AI, which predicts the impact of earthquakes. It detects the first P wave, then sends an alert out to
shut down electricity, close down gas valves, alert the people to take cover. So we cannot stop a pipe from bursting, but we can make sure that there is no dangerous chemicals inside the pipes.
And he says in the US, they've partnered up with both the government and private companies.
With Oklahoma Geological Survey to integrate and provide the public alert. But we're also working with the oil and gas industry.
The hope is that if private sector companies work together more closely and with national governments to detect earthquakes and warn people in advance, then ultimately more lives could be saved.
That was the BBC's Will Bain. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work. while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.